You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In April, the administrator for the Grand Traverse County Jail resigned after allegations he'd had inappropriate relationships with former female inmates. We'll get back to that in a bit. But first, Interlochen Public Radio has been investigating conditions at that jail. More than a dozen former inmates say a handful of officers ignore their needs. They say it can take days, even weeks, to get basic items like soap, a toothbrush, feminine hygiene products. Morgan Springer reports.
Former female inmates in Grand Traverse County say they've waited for hours for pads when they were on their periods.
And you'll see them walk around and they got blood coming out the back of their pants.
That's Jennifer Honeysett. She went to jail last year after being caught driving with a suspended license and fleeing a police officer. When she bled through her pants, she says she would wash them in her jail cell sink and then dry them on the heater.
One, it's unhygienic. It's embarrassing. And it's almost like, oh, okay, because we're criminals, so we don't get to have, you know, clean clothes.
I spoke to a half dozen former female inmates who described a similar experience. One woman, her name's Kelsey Butters, says an officer refused to get her pads and told her to just use a sack lunch bag to soak up the blood. Here's Honeysett again.
We are females. We cannot prevent this situation. We can't stop and say, hey, we're in jail. Let's not have a period.
Unfortunately, it's all too common.
Miriam Aukerman is a senior staff attorney at American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan.
It's something that we hear about in jails and prisons across the country and across Michigan, and it really goes to basic human dignity. Do we want women to have to beg to get a pad, or do we expect them to sit in bloody clothes?
Aukerman says these conditions are appalling and unconstitutional.
The courts are very clear, the Constitution is very clear that jails are responsible for the hygiene needs of female inmates, just as they're responsible for the hygiene needs of male inmates.
Grand Traverse County Sheriff Tom Bensley says corrections officers do a good job in less than ideal conditions. He says the jail's overcrowded and poorly designed, and they have staffing shortages that result in too much overtime. When asked about complaints his officers are ignoring requests for pads, Bensley had this to say.
Depending on what kind of complaint it was and maybe the particular issue or severity, I may not know about that. Just because a lot of those things are handled at the jail, they don't get up the chain, so to speak, to me.
Just to state the obvious, I guess, if that were happening, is that appropriate behavior for a corrections officer?
Depending on the situation, depending on what occurred, I would have to say we would look into that, and it may or may not be appropriate. I don't know without specific facts.
Like it might be appropriate for somebody to not have access to pads for a long time? That's what I'm asking.
Okay. A long time. Is that an hour? Is that 2 days? Or is that a week?
A couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the situation, depending on what's going on in the jail, depending on the staffing, which unfortunately we have a staffing issue. We do the very best we can with what we have. Sometimes some things get overlooked.
Otherwise, Bensley mostly deferred to Captain Todd Ritter, who was the jail administrator until he resigned this spring.
Nobody should have to wait for something like that.
And if you have officers who are just ignoring those requests?
That's unacceptable.
IPR requested officer disciplinary records and inmate complaints. In 2017 and part of 2018, jail staff were disciplined for a range of things, from falling asleep on the job to failing to check on an inmate, resulting in suicide. There was nothing about ignoring requests for hygiene products. Here's Sheriff Bensley again.
You know, if we don't know something is happening, we can't deal with it.
But they did deal with it, even though they say no issues were found. They told IPR that after our initial interview, they began stocking feminine hygiene products in each jail cell. Now female inmates can help themselves as needed. Jennifer Honeysett is now on probation. She works at a restaurant in downtown Traverse City and is expecting her fifth child.
It's been really good. My relationship with my children is amazing right now.
Honeysett doesn't have great memories of her time at the jail, but she and every other inmate I spoke to say there are plenty of good corrections officers there, people who work hard, care about the inmates, and respond to requests for assistance. But they say a few bad apples are making life at the jail a lot more dismal and hopeless than it should be. For Stateside, I'm Morgan Springer.
And Morgan Springer is here with us now. And Morgan, since you started investigating, the jail administrator, Captain Todd Ritter, resigned in late April following allegations of inappropriate relationships with former female inmates. Tell us more about these.
Yeah, there are a number of allegations, and I'll go into them, but just so that you remember, at these point, these are just allegations. If proven, they do all violate jail policy, though. So here's one claim. A seven-year-long relationship with a former inmate. He apparently also met that same inmate in the basement of the Grand Traverse County Government Center and was physically intimate, and that was at the point when she was on parole. They also allegedly smoked marijuana together. With a different former inmate, the sheriff's office says Ritter rented a hotel room in Lansing and billed it to the jail. He also apparently showed favoritism to a number of female inmates while at the jail. And there are claims that he had sexually explicit photos on his government-issued cell phone.
What does Ritter say about these allegations?
What we know is that in a letter to the Grand Traverse County Sheriff, Tom Bensley, he said, look, I'm very sorry for letting you down, and he then resigned.
And how did the sheriff's office respond?
Well, they did accept Ritter's resignation. That was in lieu of a termination. And otherwise, Sheriff Bensley says he was really surprised about the allegations.
Now, have there been any movement toward criminal charges?
When I talked to Bensley, he says they finished up their investigation. So now it went over to the county prosecutor's office, and she's actually asked Michigan State Police to investigate more and see if there are any criminal violations to pursue.
Okay. Morgan, is there any connection between former inmates complaining that their requests for basic hygiene items were ignored and this alleged behavior from Captain Ritter?
It's really hard to say. I did put that question to Sheriff Bensley. And what he said to me is, you know, he gets the thinking that the administrator or head of the jail sets the tone or could set the tone and the culture for the jail. But he says in this instance, he doesn't think that's the case. And if he were to say that, it would just be pure speculation.
Now, this investigation into Captain Todd Ritter started after the sheriff's office hired a new undersheriff last fall. And now Captain Ritter is out. He has resigned. Sheriffs are elected officials. When is the next election?
It's in 2020. Sheriffs in Michigan are up for re-election every 4 years. Sheriff Bensley runs as a Republican. He ran unopposed in 2016. 2012, he had two challengers, but he won with 60% of the vote. And he also ran unopposed in 2008.
So he had a pretty clear path to re-election. Do we have a feeling whether he'll run for re-election in 2020?
So I asked him last fall, and he said he was initially planning not to run, but then because of all these changes in his office, he was considering it again. And then when I talked to him last week, he said he didn't want to comment with an update. So I can't really say where he's at this very moment.
Morgan, in your report, you said the jail staff changed how they distributed feminine hygiene products. Was that because of your reporting?
Here's what I can say. Former jail administrator, Captain Todd Ritter, who we've been talking about and heard about in this story, he told me that he made those changes after our initial interview with him last year. So as mentioned in the story, instead of distributing feminine hygiene products once daily as they had before, he says they now stock them in the jail cell. What I don't know is if this has made a significant difference for female inmates.
Morgan Springer, thank you so very much.
Thank you.